USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Six new senators were sworn in today as a new session of Congress convenes at the Capitol. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered what could be his final opening remarks as Senate Majority Leader.
To say the 117th Congress convenes at a challenging time would indeed be an understatement. From political division to a deadly pandemic to adversaries around the world, the hurdles before us are many, and they are serious. But there's also plenty of reason for hope.
Speaker McConnell's comments come as multiple GOP senators plan to oppose certifying the Electoral College vote this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. Greece has reported its first cases of the new coronavirus variant that has spread to more than 30 countries, along with Florida, California, and Colorado in the U.S. Greece says four cases were confirmed in people who recently traveled from Britain. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.